Welcome to Intimacy Today. I am your host, Dr. Sheena Glover, and today is a mini episode. And in my mini episodes, I try to provide bite-sized moments of intimacy and how to improve connection. And today's episode is all about the troubles of managing each other's emotions. Now, on the surface, managing each other's emotions sounds like a really good thing on paper. It implies that there might be some type of well orchestrated strategies and some productivity. But when we get to the nitty gritty of this experience, and when it's sensed in a relationship, it actually creates a lot of problems. And I'd love to get your take on what you, if you end up doing this, what you might think about this. I want to start with, what does it mean to manage each other's emotions? So oftentimes, couples who've been together for a while start to learn each other's way of being. And there are certain emotions that can produce a particular pattern, namely anxiety, anger, sadness. Those are the emotions. They unfortunately get a bad rep in the relationship. But when these emotions show up in their partner or in both partners, it creates a dysfunctional pattern that both people want to try to mitigate. And so there comes the problem of one or both trying to manage each other's emotions. And the way that I think is best illustrated is like, imagine a gas pedal and a brake pedal. And you know how you get into the tendency that if you like to drive and you like to take control of driving and you happen to be in the passenger seat, you have your imaginary brakes because you don't have control and you're letting the person driving do all these scary turns and maneuvers. And you're like, oh, I wish I could just step on the brakes. That is what it's maybe a beautiful visual of what you could be doing when you're in that type of dynamic with your partner, where you're managing the other person's emotion. You're trying to press on the invisible gas and brakes of the other person's emotion. And here's the impact of that. This is how the person, the partner that is receiving the management, kind of feels. And it is that they're being told subliminally that they're not allowed to have that emotion, that they're not allowed to have a very real experience of a moment. And when I'm not allowed, that means that there's no space in this relationship. That means that I don't feel safe. And so I have to go and put this away. I have to hide and conceal a part of myself. Now, did that partner who's managing the emotion try for that particular reaction? Absolutely not. In fact, it is oftentimes a way of supporting, at least in the mind of the person who is managing. And they don't realize it, that that style of support is only beneficial for one person, and it's not beneficial for the relationship. And what I mean by that is that the person that is managing is the one who's getting all the support, because they are so uncomfortable seeing their partner in that particular emotional state that they're not actually putting themselves aside. They're actually only thinking about themselves and how it's impacting them. And so it's not very clear in the moment, but as I say this, I imagine that people who might have this tendency can see just a little bit that this isn't actually supportive, but it can actually be invalidating. And so how do we kind of reclaim that one word of support? How do we actually support our partner as well as not go into this management style of saying you are or are not allowed to have a particular emotion. And the first place to start is understanding yourself. Where does this particular tendency come from? And for some couples, if one partner or both partners were in very unhealthy relationship dynamics prior to that relationship, and they happen to have a partner who's very reactive, you might have accidentally been conditioned into immediately trying to go into triage mode and trying to manage your partner's experiences so that you can try to mitigate the blowback, the volume, or the explosiveness of that emotion. And for others, this could be a long-term history where they grew up in an environment, whether it be a parent that was reactive or a family or a household that never talked about emotion. Nothing was ever modeled. And so as a result, you feel very uncertain about certain emotions. So all emotions kind of get mislabeled as not good or unproductive. And so you have this lack of exposure or overexposure. And to be aware of that is going to be so beneficial, because oftentimes we have our own collection of reaction to our partner's emotions. So for example, if my partner is angry and I feel uncomfortable, it's better for me to tune in of what's being signaled in my own body. And then take it a step further. How am I assigning meaning to this? Am I looking at it as, oh, because I feel uncomfortable, this experience means that my partner is dangerous or unsafe or it's annoying or it's threatening to my joy and happiness? Like, those are the stories that sometimes we don't even realize that we're telling ourselves. So knowing what's happening in your own body, as well as understanding the meaning making of this emotional experience we're having, is going to be two very important pieces of information that you can then use to know how to go further and process it further. And if you have the privilege of having access to therapy, this is a great way of just kind of unpacking this. But say, for instance, you don't have therapy and you recognize this and you want to change it, the best thing to do is to journal, at least from the start. Journaling actually helps you to see yourself over time, and it holds you as, I guess, accountable by having you look at a mirror of yourself, because it is a documentation of the thoughts that you're having. And the more you're aware of this through journaling and just being in the moment, you can then catch yourself whenever you're in an interaction like this with your partner and you're trying to manage their emotions. Now, if you're listening to this particular episode and you have at the beginning agreed that this is something you do, well, it has become a trend in your relationship. And it is really hard initially to change this particular pattern, because now your partner has been conditioned to expect you to start managing, who is anticipating an argument, who's anticipating invalidation. So changing this pattern is going to be slow, but this is the last piece of it that I think is going to be really useful. The more you communicate the awareness of what's happening internally for you to your partner, the less threatening it can be for your partner. Your partner can maybe hear that, hey, when you are angry, my immediate reaction is alertness, and I feel like I have to defuse a bomb, and I know that that only hurts you. Because you really just need this anger to come out and you want to express it to me. You want to share it with me. But I don't know how to do that when we feel, or when I feel this unsafe. That is a cue for your partner to collaborate with you on how to stay connected. And if both partners are in the habit of managing each other's emotions, and there are specific types of emotion that both are great supervisors and managers of, it is very important that when both or one is feeling something and they know that it can get really out of hand, telling your partner, hey, I'm going to go take care of myself for 15 to 30 minutes. I will be back. And that way I can stay present. But right now I just need some time away and I will be back. Make sure you tell your partner that you'll be back. That way the other partner can just start practicing being okay knowing that you're feeling what you feel off in the corner and you'll be back, and vice versa. And so this is initially a lot for some people, but this is going to be so helpful because, one, you're not going to be constantly stepping on an invisible brake and going a little bit stir crazy because you're not getting anywhere, or it's creating the very thing that you're trying to avoid. But once you have this awareness, you are more empowered and the relationship becomes even healthier. So I invite you to, if you have this particular struggle, to try it out and see what that experience is like. This was another great moment of intimacy, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did talking about it. I will see you in 2 weeks, and if you haven't already, subscribe to my podcast, and I'll talk to you soon.